All right, Mike, when Chip Kelly talked this week about the importance of stopping the run, they knew if they were going to have a chance to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Doug Martin had to be a priority. And to their credit, this Eagles front seven came out last week with one option in mind, and that's to stop Doug Martin. Let's take a look here at the guys up front, this front seven. Fletcher Cox, we've been talking about his play and how he's improved. Let's watch Fletcher Cox on this play here. You got a nice run play. And the thing I love that Fletcher's going to do, you're going to have a nice stunt here in the inside with Isaac Sopawaga, and then the athleticism of a 300-plus pound man being able to shift through all the trash here and then still get to the football and make the play.
Like the coaches talked about good team defense, and that's what we're going to see on each and every one of these plays. Everybody doing their job, good team defense, the big guys up front, keeping the bigs off of the linebackers and allowing them to run to the football.
And that's what I was impressed with about Sunday's game, is that when the defensive line wasn't making plays in the backfield, they were doing their jobs up front to make sure the linebackers were able to make plays. Chip Kelly has talked every week about Cedric Thornton's play and how he's been their most dominant, consistent defensive lineman up front. Watch Cedric Thornton in here in the middle as he just smashes this offensive lineman in the backfield, allowing D'Amico Ryans to come in here and make this play.
Well, and not just Thornton. He does a great job, but watch Fletcher Cox, who handles two guys. You know, that guard wants to get up on D'Amico Ryan. He doesn't have a chance to get up on Ryan because Fletcher Cox takes both of them and allows D'Amico to run freely to the ball carrier.
And that's not a small thing. I mean, as a defensive lineman, you're taught if you're not going to make the play, then hold up an extra blocker so it allows the other guys to make a play. And this offensive guard here's job is to get to D'Amico Ryan's, cut him off, so that there's a running lane here for Doug Martin. Fletcher Cox realizes that that's what the guard is going to do. He does a great job of holding him up and allows D'Amico Ryans to come in there and make a nice hit.
Great spacing, great team defense.
And if you notice, what you're seeing with these guys is that they're playing with their hands. Not only are they playing right with power, again, you're going to see Cedric Thornton here on the outside. You're going to see Connor Barwin, who's also a part of this run fit. Everybody has a responsibility in the run game. And don't do the next man's job.
Right.
Do your job first, which will allow the next man to come in and do the job. You're going to see the guys up front. I mean, this is how you play run defense.
Well, you're not going to always make the tackle when you're playing good team defense, yeah, but you set your guys up to make the tackle. And it's team football. It's not individual ball.
I tell you, this guy here is a disruptor. Yeah. I mean, he's disrupting passing plays. He's disrupting the running plays. He makes that play, basically. It doesn't have a chance to get started. Connor Barwin does a great job fighting off the fullback in the flash and then comes up and make a tackle. We see this play here. You're going to see another nice running play where the secondary gets involved as well. Again, when you're talking about stopping the run, it's just not these guys up front. But every once in a while, one of these guys back here also has a responsibility in the run game. See here? Nice job stuffing up front. This is a power. I mean, this is old-fashioned running football where you get a guard pulling, yep, you get a fullback coming down. You got to have guys meeting this thing at the line of scrimmage. Take on the blockers at the line of scrimmage, disrupt the running play, which will allow everyone else to flow to the football and make the tackle.
Well, and you know that Tampa's strength, they start their game with running with the football. So the safety comes up, does a great job of recognizing and then getting up into the hole and making a stop for just a short pickup.
And the one thing these safeties want, they want their fits to be defined. And what I mean by that is once all these guys up front here do their job, he knows where he's going to fit. There's the lane. There's the alley. That's the only place the running back can go, and he's right there.
He knows that he has the C-gap. He has to get up in that C-gap and make the stop if the ball bounces out there.
Yeah, this is textbook defense versus the run. Again, Billy Davis said, trust him. I trust him. These guys are getting better, and it's showing on film.